It Takes Two, Amy Eiler, JJ Gordon here until 2 o'clock with a Seat Yourself coming up at noon.
Peak of the week.
Peak of the week.
Hump day.
Yes.
Mike.
Remember that commercial? Wow. That's a blast from the past.
Did that bring you back?
Wow. Everyone did that on Wednesdays for a really long time.
Yeah.
And actually, I
had never even seen that commercial, and then people are doing it, and I'm like, yeah, right, guys? The Mike guy, right? And they're like, it's a camel. And I go, yeah, right? I knew that.
I know. Yeah, there's no way you didn't know that.
I had not seen the commercial until years later, and I finally was like,
what?
This is the
you
thing we're all quoting?
People?
What?
You're such a liar.
No, because that was at a time when we...
There's
when
no way you didn't know.
I was a very early cord cutter, like very early cord cutter. And so when I got rid of cable and I started watching only things like Hulu,
yeah,
you saw the same commercial over and over and over. I remember thinking how smart Heidi Heitkamp's campaign was because they bought... that was the only commercial I saw for like 3 months straight was... and sometimes back to back because it was a minute long break. And they bought all the ad time up on it. And so that happened with a lot of those streaming services that had ad tiers.
They only had like 3 ads to play.
Right. You watched the Iams dog puppy commercial. You watched Heidi Heitkamp's campaign commercial. And then something for Tums. And then that was it. And then eventually people got wise to it.
Yeah. There we go. We're actually going to talk TikTok to start the show. There has, as I understand it, I think as of today, President Biden has signed a law to ban TikTok nationwide unless it's sold. There's a caveat to it. Ian Schur, CBS tech correspondent, joins us again. Ian, welcome back to KFGO Radio.
How are you doing?
We're doing well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I also did not know the Mike thing either.
What?
I was an early cord cutter as well, so I missed out on it. Geico apparently didn't want to do ads on the internet very much.
So at the time, I worked with a Mike, and he was peak annoyed with this phenomena that would happen every Wednesday. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. But
I feel for every mic.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. They had a rough time, and JJ just brought it back. There was a little PTSD, I think.
Yeah, there you go.
Never ask a Karen how she feels, because oh my God.
Oh, that's...
Bingo.
Okay, well, Karen actually has the trump card on this one, actually, I think. You're right about that. Let's talk TikTok. People are quite excited about a law that was signed by President Biden just today that would ban TikTok, but it's unless it's sold. So can you explain this to us?
Yeah. So this is a continuation of a conversation we started 4 years ago with former President Trump, right? You remember that he wanted to have TikTok either banned or sold and tried to get Microsoft to buy it and all sorts of other things going on. So now we are in the situation where the government where Congress and the Senate and now the president have signed a bill that effectively gives the president the power to ban an app based on national security concerns. So it's not just about TikTok, right? It's a broader thing as well. But TikTok is, of course, the first company that has caused a lot of this. And so they have roughly a little over half a year to sell themselves or potentially make the White House convinced that they're not a threat to national security. And if they don't, then it's a potential ban. It's really fascinating to watch because, of course, we've never been in this position before, right? We've never had the president threatening to ban, well, have the power really, right, after legislation is signed, to ban one of the most popular social networks in the world and a critical avenue of free expression, right, for many Americans.
I mean, it's a little bit surprising, but not completely. You know, what's interesting is we've had this conversation on our show several times, and it's actually there's a lot of concern, not only about the stealing of information, but sort of the what can happen in terms of brainwashing, for lack of a better term. I can't think of a better term for it now, but I think the U.S. government is really concerned over the influence TikTok can have over a wide variety of people.
Yes. No, and look, a lot of these concerns are very justified. I think TikTok, for their part, would probably, and they have, by the way, argued before Congress in congressional hearings, that other social networks that are American-based have similar problems, right, and similar concerns. In fact, one of the biggest concerns that some of the experts who helped create the modern AI boom that we're in the middle of, have said that they are also worried about AI's ability to manipulate us. So this is a very broad issue. But I think what's interesting is that despite the fact we've been discussing this for 4 years, and arguably longer even, the government has not actually laid out its case in any detail to the American public. They have had congressional closed-door briefings that were classified. But anytime you have a lawmaker in front of, you know, doing an interview with the press, and they are directly asked, you know, what is the actual threat? Can you point to something? They always say it's classified. And I think that is part of the challenge you're going to see as more and more people become aware of this happening as we get closer to the potential ban, is that the government hasn't made its case to the American people, and that may become its own issue.
Mm-hmm. Ian, let me ask you this. Has there ever been a flip side to your knowledge of a U.S.-based tech company having the same problems in another country? You know, has China ever said, Apple, you need to have a Chinese headquarters so that we can closely more monitor what's going on?
It's actually very common in China, right? So video game companies are a great example of this. Oftentimes, video game companies are forced to partner with a local company in order to be able to release their video games. So World of Warcraft, which, you know, over the last 20 years has been one of the most popular video games ever made, it had to work with a Chinese company to be able to be in China. And in fact, when relationship broke down between the people who make World of Warcraft and that Chinese company, it was pulled from the country for a while. There is also a lot of other examples where, yes, the Chinese government puts a lot of pressure on American companies. And in fact, you know, companies like Google and Facebook and whatnot have made very dramatic moves, either pulling out their apps or shutting down or whatever else, saying that they don't want to bow to the Chinese government's demands. I think that what's interesting, of course, is that, you know, we present ourselves in America as an argument against that, right? With free markets and all that type of stuff. And I think that is part of why we haven't moved into this position as of, you know, yet.
Ian Chur is with us, CBS tech correspondent. We're talking about the fact that President Biden has signed a law to ban TikTok nationwide, unless it's sold. Let's talk about that portion of it, because selling TikTok won't exactly be easy. As I understand it, whatever company or investor wants to buy it has to have a blessing from the Chinese government to do it.
Right. Well, I mean, you have to imagine, right? The Chinese government is somehow very much invested in this, right? Either if you imagine that taxes or whatever else, right? Or just even international power, right? The idea that a social network that's very popular is in China instead of the United States. All of these things, it in some ways, you're not surprised when you hear, okay, the Chinese government wants to be able to have a say in all of this. I'm really curious to see where this all ends up. You know, you may remember Microsoft attempted to buy TikTok, or at least a part of it, mm-hmm. back when President Trump was trying to get it done. And Microsoft so far has said, you know, the CEO's been on stage and said he's happy with what he's got. He's done with that debate. But, you know, other companies like Oracle have become very close to TikTok. And in fact, a lot of Americans' data now pass through Oracle's systems here in the States in an effort to really allay the government's concerns.
Interesting. So what's your prediction on how this all goes down, Ian Chur?
That's a great question. I mean, I am really watching more than anything the argument that TikTok is making about the First Amendment. The company seems very clear that it plans to fight this tooth and nail. And, you know, they say, look, the U.S. Constitution says that the government cannot abridge freedom of speech, and shutting down this avenue, this very popular, culturally significant avenue of free expression, really runs up against that. And so I'm really curious to see where this evolves into, because, of course, whenever we're debating the First Amendment, a lot of people get very interested and very emotional, and there's a lot riding on it. So that's where I'm keeping a lot of my focus. I imagine that this battle is far from over.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll keep in touch. I'm sure we're going to be talking about this a lot over the next year.
Yes, definitely.
Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
This is It Takes Two. Amy Eiler, JJ Gordon, Beth Jansen coming up this hour as well. There's some new exciting things happening over at Bonanzaville.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I'm thinking about the fact that Beth Jansen's going to talk about Bonanzaville while we're talking about TikTok. And you wonder, like, do they have a TikTok account? You know, it seems like doesn't everybody have a
everybody
TikTok
does.
Account? Think
yes.
about the amount of money that would take away from users who are influencers, right? Who use TikTok as
Big
like
time.
The way that they make money.
Big time.
You might be able to fill some of those jobs here pretty quick. We'll find out.